for auditory impact.
10 seconds there.
4, 2.
Ball fair record on my count.
Yeah!
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
We're ready to go into fast time if you are.
Live from the authority of South Florida, the Rich Stevens Show starts now.
Doing a real good show up there. I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Wake.
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
All right, let's do this.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Well, what are we waiting for?
It's showtime.
And it is a cold Tuesday morning. What's going on? I am Rich Stevens. First time in quite a long time, I have to admit, I got in the car, turned the heat on. Didn't put the heat on in the house. Didn't need it in the house. Insulation's good. But the car, it needed heat. And for some reason, when it gets colder like this, people don't know how to drive. And the drive into work this morning was messy. So if you're on 95 now and you're stuck in any of that stuff on the southbound side or northbound around Okeechobee, you want to take it easy and just be patient. Because for some reason, just like when it rains, people don't know how to drive in the cold. And when I woke up this morning, it's very interesting. It was 54. When I left the house, it was 51. And, of course, because supposedly our blood is thinned out living in South Florida, it just felt colder than it actually was. I have not heard, because it is windy, there's got to be wind chills involved. I haven't heard the local meteorologist tell us about the wind chill factors and what's going on or anything like that yet. But we'll stay on top of that for you. This is supposed to be the coldest, although I'm hearing that possibly this weekend could dip even colder. Funny thing is, yesterday everybody was saying, oh, it's going to be in the 40s. Yeah, it's in the 40s if you're a little bit further up on the Treasure Coast. And thank God we're not on the Treasure Coast, because the 50s is fine for me. Actually, it's not fine. It's as cold as I'd ever want it to be. If I got to turn the heat on, you know I'm cold, because I'm never cold. When I got into the building here in the radio station, first thing I do is go for the air conditioner and turn it down. Because Karen Curtis likes to keep it warm. And by the way, speaking of Karen Curtis, I feel terrible. Yesterday, I missed her birthday. Happy birthday, Karen Curtis. And it's okay that I missed yesterday, because as I told her yesterday afternoon, you get the whole month. So happy birthday to Karen Curtis. If you have not wished her a happy birthday yet, you can give her a call or shoot her an email afternoon. She'll be here. Rejoice. And thank you for being here. I do appreciate it. Got to bed late. Yesterday was a messed up day for me. I had all kinds of things going on. And then my friend Ellen tells me there's a big condo board meeting, and please come, please attend. I got to tell you, I've been to condo HOA meetings in the past. I've spoken at these so-called events, not on behalf of the condo, but just, you know, being the guy in the radio, they asked me to come and speak at a board meeting. I've done these over the years, but yesterday was a little bit different because I got to sit in on one, and I've never witnessed one that looked like, I felt like I was in the middle of, it was kind of like a cross between Jerry Springer and the Merv Griffin show. It started out nice and calm, and then it got really intense, and people screaming at each other. I am so sorry that I didn't videotape this, because this definitely would have been a viral video. I'm guessing this is what happens. This is what goes on at all the condo associations and HOAs in South Florida, because it was typical, stereotypical of what you would expect. I've pictured this. I've seen video of what goes on at these condo board meetings, but I was never part of it. So it's pretty incredible. And the whole argument was about, of course, spending money. You have a condo board. They say that they make the rules, even though they speak on behalf of the tenants. And the tenants say, well, we don't want this. And it goes back and forth. Nothing gets resolved. It's kind of exactly the same thing that goes on in Congress, only it's on a smaller version of it in your condo association. And that's the reality of things. That's what's happening in our country. Nothing ever gets done because you have one side, whether it's the left or the right, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans control the House. So the Democrats will say, well, you know, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this. And then the Republicans say, you know, no, we're not going to do it. That's the HOA. That's the condo board. The condo board is the same thing. They have the final say. It doesn't matter what the people want. You've put these 8, 9 people, whatever it is, in charge, and they're the ones that are going to make the rules for you. If you don't like what they're doing, the same thing as in Washington, you get a chance to vote, or you get a chance to run for that same position and make a difference or make a change. Or you could do what they did. There's a condo association in Orlando. This happened last year. I'm sure this happens all the time. I've never seen it or heard about it, but the people were so pissed off at the condo board that they went in and they made a motion. They removed the condo board. They took the president, the treasurer, and the secretary. They took them all out. One of the things that I didn't understand, and I guess I should have asked somebody, or maybe you can tell me, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. If you have a condo board, these are people that are speaking on behalf of you, the owners. Shouldn't everybody that's on the condo board be an owner as well? And that's the thing that surprised me last night, because there were at least one, maybe two people on that board that were not owners. How the hell can that person speak on your behalf if they're not an owner? If you can explain this to me, I'd love to understand. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Sam just texted me on my cell. He says he went to one board meeting and no more. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want. Part of me wants to go to another one. Oh, and that was another thing. They were arguing because the turnout was huge. It was probably about 100, 200 people, 100, 150 people maybe at this board meeting. And they normally have the board meeting in the morning. And nobody shows up, a handful of people. So somebody said, they made a motion, let's say, well, can we have the meetings at night all the time because more people show up? And the board was like, oh, you know, we're going to go back to the morning meetings. I just, you know, this is, I guess, so, and I see some texts saying me it is what it is, but it shouldn't be it is what it is. And again, go back to Congress. It's the same thing. And no, they can't accomplish more in Congress because it's the same thing. And I never realized this until last night when I was sitting there. The only difference, if they had the green tablecloths, I would have felt like I was sitting in Congress. Although the coolest thing was I was the youngest one in the room. That's always a good feeling. 877-850-8585. Are you on a condo board? Can you straighten this out for me and make me understand or help me understand? Because it's very confusing to me. Maybe I should call Karen's friend, the HOA condo lawyer, and see if I get some info from him. 877-850-8585. So that's how my night ended, or my day ended, I should say. And then I spoke to my friend who was injured in the horrific car accident the other night. She, if you heard the story, but she was running in Boca and she stopped at the intersection of Lyons and Clintmore. Now, if you know that intersection at night, it's pretty well lit up. And she stopped at that intersection. She was wearing bright pink neon. She had the flashing lights on. It was about, I think it was 5:45, 5:45. So it was probably dark already. And she looks both ways. She goes to cross the street. A guy, 71-year-old guy in a Lexus, mows her down from behind. I told you this story yesterday. And the thing that I, besides the fact that, you know, I feel terrible for her, I didn't tell you yesterday what she does for a living. And I didn't want to go into specifics because I didn't know if she wanted me to tell anybody. So I talked to her last night. She said, yeah, if you want to tell people, it's fine. She's a Broward County deputy. So why wasn't this story on the news? Why didn't anybody cover this story? That a Broward County deputy got mowed down by a car in Boca a couple days ago. Oh, did I mention also she's a former reality star from the Real Policewomen of Broward County? So to me, that's a local news story, no? Again, she was not on duty. And she is going to be okay, but it's going to be a very long recovery. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Charles in Delray, how are you today?
I'm fine, Rich. I understand you're from the Bronx like I am.
I am, sir. Born and raised in the Bronx.
I've been on a co-op board up in the Bronx. I have for 10 years. I've been an officer and I've been a member, and I don't think I've ever heard a better description of the meeting, what you just described, than a Jerry Springer show. It's right on point. An abnormal psychologist could write a textbook.
Yeah, you know, and nothing, but it's exactly the same as Congress. Nothing gets resolved. Yes. Everybody screams at each other. The president's sitting there, and she, in this case, was a female, and she's, like, you know, very calm and trying to keep order, and, you know, nothing gets accomplished.
It is funny, but the people that serve on these boards do run for them because they want to do something positive. It's not usually because they think they're on a power trip. I think their motives are good, and it just gets tangled up.
I think their motives are good, too, but then you get to a point where you can't get anything done, and if you can't get anything done, then you got to go back to the people and give the people what the people want, because that's why we put you there in the first place. Or
that's
am I missing something?
In the first place, right.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, I want to thank you for your show. I enjoy it. I'm blind, and I often walk to the shopping center from my home and have one earphone in so I can listen to the traffic with the other ear, but you keep me sane.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, Charles. Stay well. 877-850-8585. Linda and Delray, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to make a comment about that area in general of Lyon and Clint Moore.
Okay.
And that whole area in general. And I'm sorry to say that there's too many people driving in that area that are shouldn't be driving. They're elderly people. It's very dangerous. I live in the area. I would not walk on a major street. I would not run, and I do not ride my bicycle any longer because it is dangerous. And if you go up to Linton, it's even worse. So everybody stay safe, stay in your car, and stay out of that area.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that it has to be like that, but that's true. And there's a lot I don't understand. Now, I wasn't there, but she is wearing bright pink neon. She's wearing flashing lights on her back, and a guy runs her down, almost kills her. I mean, how is that? That guy should have his license taken away. He shouldn't be driving. 877-850-8585. Quick timeout. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
This is The Rich Stevens Show on 850 WFTL. Now, here's Rich.
Here's the deal. You know, some of the things that happen. Oh, by the way, I forgot the. This is Tuesday. I went on this rant. I forgot. Did we have our special intro here? Do we have that for Tuesdays? All right, here it comes.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the talk show host, Rich Stevens, and the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer. These are their stories.
Now, I forgot that was supposed to play at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock because it is Tuesday, and that means Law and Order Tuesday on The Rich Stevens Show. And I think I was a little bit thrown off because normally at, about 10 to 9, the lovely and beautiful Michelle Suskauer will come walking down the hallway. And then I remember that it's Law and Order Tuesday. But what happened is she's not here today. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I just happened to look at about 9:05. And this shows you how wrapped up I get in this crap. This board meeting last night really got me thrown off kilter, if you will. And so I'm looking at my voicemail, and I see a voicemail pop up. Normally the phone rings, but it didn't even ring. Somehow she went directly to voicemail. Maybe kind of hard for you to hear this, but listen, Michelle Suskauer left me a message just a little while ago.
Hey, Rich, it's Michelle Suskauer. I am sorry. I am running late. I may not make it. I'm just outside court right now covering a murder case, and I'm so sorry. I am going to do my best to make it, but I'm stuck in court. Hopefully I will see you later. Bye.
So she's stuck in court. I texted her back and I said, because I had to listen to the message twice. First of all, I thought she said something in it that you can't say on the radio, but it was, she actually said stuck in court. I thought she said something else, but that's besides the case. She was actually calling from right outside the courtroom. She's involved in a, obviously a pretty big murder case, and I understand that. So we'll have to carry on the Law and Order segment here on the Rich Stevens Show this Tuesday without Michelle Suskar, unless she shows up before the end of the hour. And, you know, when something like this happens, Hobo, grab that microphone. I don't know why it's so far away from you. You should always be prepared. So the part of Michelle Suskar today played by Hobo.
Yes, I'll have your all your
oh, God, don't forget it. Turn the mic off. Turn the mic off. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Mike, hang on. I'm going to get to your call in a minute. TJ in Plantation, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you're on a condo board?
Yes, I am. And I think it's by law. You have to be an owner of that property in order to be in the board. It wouldn't make any sense not to be an owner or have any type of equity or ownership in a property and be in the board.
Well, that's what I thought. That would make common sense to me. Now, somebody just texted me that was at that meeting last night, and she said, well, maybe he's just he's the property manager, so maybe he just sits there. But if he's sitting with the board, he's part of the board, no?
No, he's not. So the property manager sometimes, typically they don't sit with the board. You know, the board have like a small table, and the property manager or the secretary, typically on the side, taking the minutes for the meeting. But it happens too. I mean, he probably was the property manager and sitting right there with the board and answering some of the questions too. But I also have to tell you, Rich, that at least in our property, it's 192 units. And if we get 3 or 5 owners on the meetings, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what they were saying last night. They were saying that normally the meetings get about 5 or 6 people, and there were over 100 people last night. So if you have over 100 people, obviously they're serious about the top. It was just all shut down. And the board said, no, we have the final word, and we'll take this stuff into consideration, and we'll address it at the next meeting. And the guy that was screaming, I thought this guy was great. He said, well, so what's that mean? Like another month we're going to go by spending all this money? And, you know, again, you voted these people in, so kind of have to sit back and say, well, you know, it is what it is, kind of like with Congress. But something needs to be done. Something has to – there has to be some kind of, you know, in-between medium point, I would imagine. 877-850-8585. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
850 WFTL. This is The Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
And it is cold out today. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be colder. And I remember years ago playing this song in the wintertime. I think I was on the radio in Tallahassee. And I remember Miami Vice, when they featured Glenn Frey. Actually, Glenn Frey was in Miami Vice. Got a special tribute coming up to Glenn Frey. In just a few minutes, I wish the heat was on right now. Although, you know, the heat was on last night at the condo board meeting. And before we go back to that, Mike in Deerfield's been hanging on for a while. I know what you want to talk about, and I'm sorry to put you off, but thanks for waiting, Mike. How are you?
You're quite welcome. Good morning to you and everybody there. I'd just like to know what the motorcycles are doing yesterday. Sorry to change the subject on everybody, but let me tell you, they caused a lot of havoc, and I was stuck in traffic. I couldn't go anywhere on 95. I was near the airport, and they were blocking everybody, and it was just, it is the most annoying thing. I'd just like to know why they are doing this. For what? For Martin Luther King? For what?
You know, they started it last year in South Florida, and then it spread throughout the country, and I'll never understand, and maybe somebody else can explain, how this is a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, who believed in the exact opposite of what these people were doing, not only being dangerous and weaving in and out of traffic all over Miami-Dade, Broward County. I don't think they made it to Palm Beach County. But last year was even worse than this year. This year there were a handful of arrests. Last year there were a ton of arrests. I don't understand why the law enforcement doesn't just take those spike sticks and throw them out in the road, let them all blow their tires out, because I don't understand why this is even allowed to go on.
true. And you know what? Also, and it's probably kind of bad to say, but let me tell you something. A lot of those drivers or a lot of those Michaels are doing stand-ups on the bikes and stand-up on the four-wheelers. Let me tell you, if 1 or 10 or 15 or 20 would have fell in front of me, I would have just drove by and would have maybe I would have laughed, maybe I wouldn't have. But, you know, whatever they did, they deserved, because they were putting us, other people, that drivers that drive good, in, you know, in harm's way.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I wouldn't laugh at anybody, you know, being run over by a bike or anything like that, but I don't understand how they were allowed. See, it's gotten to a point where law enforcement just, and this happened last year, law enforcement just kind of took a back seat to this and said, we're not going to make any arrests. And the reason they didn't make any arrests is because they were outnumbered. And that's a serious thing. And listen, we talked about this yesterday with the, and we'll talk about this coming up after 10 again, about Rand Paul, who said it first, and then Bernie Sanders said he wants to demilitarize our local police departments. And last night and yesterday was a perfect example of why that is a ludicrous statement to make, because if you're outnumbered, you want to protect yourself on top of that. And how else can you do it if you don't have these so-called military-style vehicles?
That's the
only thing that could stop these people.
That's right. That's right. But I want to thank you very much. I'm sorry to interrupt your
conversation
with you, what you're talking about anyway.
No problem. No problem. It's all good. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call. 877-850-8585. We're in a world today where things are, in my opinion, just totally upside down. The big story late yesterday, and this really bothers me too, the refusal of Spike Lee to attend the Oscars, thanks to the fact that for the second year in a row, all of the acting nominees are white. This is what he wrote yesterday, and I'm reading this verbatim. Mean no disrespect to my friends, host Chris Rock and producer Reggie Hudlin, President Isaacs, and the Academy. Spike wrote in it. On his Instagram, but how is it possible for the second consecutive year all 20 contenders under the actor category are white? And let's not even get into the other branches, 40 white actors in 2 years and no flavor at all. We can't act, WTF. It's no coincidence I'm writing this as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And he continued, Dr. King said there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it's right. 877-850-8585. And then Jada Pinkett Smith. This is Will Smith's wife. And, you know, I've always had a problem with her. She joined Spike in the Oscar boycott. Who cares? She posted a video and she said, we can no longer beg for the love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group. Now, this is coming from somebody. Actually, both Spike Lee and Jada Pinkett Smith have made millions and millions upon millions of dollars doing what they do. Spike Lee, very, very talented. Jada Pinkett Smith, very, very talented. Her husband, Will Smith, of course, very talented. She's bitching because Will Smith was a Best Actor contender for his lead role in Concussion, but he didn't get any nomination. Now, what's interesting about this, the host of the broadcast is Chris Rock, who's black. Are they going to ask him to step down as the host? Instead, they turned around and they said, I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck. That's what Jada said, addressing him directly. Listen, there are actors. Do you believe for 1 minute that people are sitting there, the people that vote for the Oscars, and they're saying, white, black. Do you think they're doing that? 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. When Spike Lee is sitting at the Knicks game, front and center, and all the players that get nominated for the NBA different awards, what are the NBA awards? There's different awards, right?
You got Defensive Player of the Year, you got MVP.
Any of those guys ever white?
Usually not.
Yeah, they're always black. What about that, Spike? You have a problem with that? 877-850-8585. Does Spike Lee even matter? And again, I'm not taking away any talent from Spike Lee. Spike Lee is very talented. He's done a lot of great movies. But to stand up and say, I'm boycotting the Oscars? I just, because no black folks have been nominated, but then you sit at the Knick games and you watch all the black players get nominated year after year, award after award. Has there ever been a white guy that's been nominated for one of these awards, Spike? But you don't take issue with that. This is 2016. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. How long is it going to take before we hear from the Reverend Al Sharpton that he's going to boycott the Oscars too? Because no man of color has been nominated. Sorry, that was my best Sharpton. There's something going on that we don't know about. This is the problem. I'm telling you, there's more to the story. Now, if Chris Rock stands up and takes a so-called stand, which is not going to happen because he's hosting this broadcast, that's a different story. It's kind of like these morons on these bikes yesterday, these three-wheelers, these ATV vehicles, blocking streets in Miami-Dade and Broward County, weaving in and out. Police were called at the, I think it was a Shell station, where it just got out of hand. Poor people, like the guy that just called a few minutes ago, trying to maneuver around this, and you got these morons driving, weaving in and out of traffic. Lock them all up. Why do we allow this crap to go on? And this is the second year in a row, by the way. Are you telling me that law enforcement was not prepared for this because they knew it was going to happen? It happened last year, and they said last year they're going to do it again this year. Somebody's got to take a stand. And I'm not talking about Spike Lee. Is he even relevant to anything anymore today? Is Jada, do you care about Jada Pinkett Smith boycotting the Oscars? It's all about politics. Remember when they were standing behind the president of the United States? Is the president of the United States now going to come out and he's going to say, look, I'm boycotting the Oscars? No black people have been nominated. There's great black actors. There's no doubt about it. But you can't tell me that the Oscar nominating board, whatever you call these people, they stood back and they said, we are not going to pick anybody black. It doesn't work like that. There's no way I would ever believe that. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Jada Pinkett Smith. Give me a break. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Well, he is tall. It's Rich Stevens on 850 WFTL. Here he is.
Listen, Glenn Frey, the founding guitarist, singer, songwriter for Eagles, has died. He had a number of illnesses, including rheumatoid arthritis, acute colitis, and pneumonia. He was 67 years young. The Eagles were supposed to get that Kennedy Center honors last month, but the band pulled out because Glenn wasn't feeling good and rescheduled their ceremony for the end of this year. Eagles were thought of as the quintessential Southern California band, but none of the members actually came from California. Glenn was born and raised in Detroit. He played in a bunch of local bands, hooked up with Bob Seger. You can hear his background vocal, by the way, on Bob's 1968 hit, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. After Glenn moved to L.A., his career really began to take off when he partnered with J.D. Souther in the band Long Branch Penny Whistle. We put together a little tribute for you with some of the best. This is Glenn Frey.
Stars in the southern sky, down the seven bridges roll. Take it easy, don't let the sound of your
after Glenn moved to L.A., his career really began when he partnered up with J.D. Souther in the band Long Branch Penny Whistle. He became friends with Jackson Browne. J.D.'s girlfriend at the time was Linda Ronstadt, and she needed a backup band, so he suggested Glenn, a drummer named Don Henley, the bassist named Randy Meisner, and guitarist Bernie Leadon. And that became the first lineup of the Eagles. Oh, by the way, it was never the Eagles. It was just Eagles. Glenn sang lead on many of the Eagles' hits, including Take It Easy, Peaceful Easy Feeling, Already Gone, Lion Eyes, New Kid in Town, and others. The band broke up in 1980, and Glenn went on to have a great solo career with hits like The Heat Is On and You Belong to the City, which were featured on Miami Vice, which was, of course, shot on location right here in South Florida. Glenn was also in an episode of Miami Vice based on his solo hit, Smuggler's Blues. I remember that like it was yesterday. And then the Eagles reunited for the Hell Freezes Over tour, stayed together through the mega successful History of the Eagles tour, which finished in July of 2015. I saw them a couple years ago, and they were just as phenomenal as they were back in the 80s. The band's official website posted this yesterday, quote, "Words can neither describe our sorrow nor our love and respect for all that he has given to us, his family, the music community, and millions of fans worldwide. Glenn Frey, dead. At the age of 67. And I got to tell you, and I hate to say this, but I got to say it, and I know everybody's talking about this. David Bowie last week, Glenn Frey this week, this music industry, celebrity stuff always comes in threes. The thought of who could be next in the music business, just, I mean, these are two greats. Gone way too soon. The only good thing here is that, of course, their music lives on forever. Just sad, just a sad day. And, of course, because this is a talk radio station, that's why we put together a montage for you. We're not going to stay here and, you know, play music all morning. I would love to. I know I'm sure that our sister stations are playing tributes to him all day. We have a lot more to go. Coming up next hour, a special in-studio guest, because we had a conversation yesterday about Bernie Sanders' comments at the debate. Why are you laughing? And Hobo took a little bit of a different issue on the story. He doesn't think that police departments should have these so-called military surplus items. Well, the conversation took an interesting turn, and we're going to address that conversation, as they say, head on, coming next, right here on The Rich Stevens Show. And trust me, you don't want to miss this.